Good morning. I want to thank Daryl for having me up here. This is my 12th year. I've spoken in front of you three times. I guess he only likes to roll me out in presidential years because he appreciates my political acumen. I am very, very proud to tell anybody that will listen. I come from the 60th District, which is Armstrong-Butler in Indiana counties. In the most recent 2010 census, Armstrong County was found to have, and I get really warm and gushy, so if I start crying, just keep it to yourself. We are the fourth most heavily armed county in the United States per capita. And I'll tell you what, number three, we checked into it, is a county on the side of a mountain in Idaho that's like 30 people and they all own 60 guns. So we think we're ahead of them too. Daryl nailed it. Daryl hit it as hard as you could. Guns are what keep a free people free. Yes. Now, why would he ask me to come up here this year and speak? It's about decisions. And this November, you're gonna go make a decision. And you're gonna walk into it, maybe a touch screen like it sheets, it may be the old school lever machine, it could be those fill in the bubble sheets. And you're gonna throw your bean into the pot over who you think is gonna best lead this nation, this Commonwealth, and your municipalities. I am not supposed to get political and tell you who to vote for, but I'm gonna tell you tools you can use to select who you vote for. On one hand, we have a guy that went to the New York Military Academy, studied arms training, all of that. And on the other, you got a lady trying to outlift her opponent, telling everybody they're gonna take every gun on earth. Not being political with you, but I think you know how this goes. Now, on our level, the state level, it's not very different than the national level. We have a head chief executive who happens to feel a lot of the same stuff the current president of the United States says. It's normally a safe bet when you see something coming out of his mouth. It's not going to be friendly to our cause. Keep this in mind when you walk into that booth and press that button. Now, I'm gonna leave with one last note, and I'm not trying to get your favor or anything, but my dad passed away a couple of months ago. My dad was a U.S. Navy sailor during the 50s, during what we thought was going to be an invasion of Crete. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dad was a man who worked all his life for all he had. He appreciated our Second Amendment rights. And on the day he passed, the family handed me, a flintlock dated to 1763 that has belonged to our family and allegedly was used at the Battle of Germantown. To this day, that is the only firearms owned by my family that has ever fired a shot in anger. None of my firearms walk themselves down the street and open up randomly. Let's be honest about it. It takes a good man with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. I'm out of here. My name's Jeff Pyle. Thank you.